From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday that Israel and Jordan had agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence and spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians, including video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he welcomes more cooperation to secure the area.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security. We welcome increased coordination between the Israeli authorities and the Jordanian Waqf, including to ensure that visitors and worshipers demonstrate restraint and respect for the sanctity of the area.
The Jordanian foreign minister said the issues are complex, but that the parties involved could overcome what may be perceived as insurmountable difficulties. While talks to quell the unrest are underway, the broader talks aimed at establishing a Palestinian state alongside Israel remain stalled. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated his government will take firm action if necessary to move that process forward. Speaking on Russian state TV on Saturday, Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. Reacting to Lavrov's statement, the Free Syrian Army rebel fighter group said that Russia must stop bombing them before talking about helping them. From Washington, you're listening to